Claire in the Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden. Episode 5, Mean Streets.
Oh, shut up!
Yeah, it's rude to tell people to shut up.
Yeah, it's actually rude to tell people what they should do.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, come on, Brian. This constant bickering is so childish.
It's time we started behaving like responsible adults.
Yeah, I mean, this insistence on having the last word is just infantile.
Agreed. Let's stop it right now.
Yeah, I already have.
So have I.
Yeah, but, like, only after I did.
Oh, grow up!
You grow up times 10!
Yeah, You grow up times infinity.
Oh, shut up!
It's rude to tell people to shut up.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hastings, there's nothing I can do, but if you leave it with me, I'll try to... Call me a dreamer, but I look forward to the day when I don't have to witness scenes of destitution and disadvantage. The day I don't have to look into the imploring eyes of a client and see only hopelessness and despair. The day I don't have to watch families disintegrate beneath the relentless pressure of poverty and exploitation. The day I go into management and never have to deal directly with a bloody public ever again.
Dear, he's in one of his negative moods.
Ray's always in one of his negative moods. Don't you have anything to do, Megan?
I'm having a bit of a break. I get tired around this time.
Well, it's a good job we're not all pregnant, or nothing would ever get done.
Ray's so miserable at work, it makes you wonder why he ever went into the profession.
Does it?
Then again, why have any of us gone into social work?
Who knows? Look, if you don't mind, Megan, I'm quite busy.
I mean, were we drawn to a caring profession because we, as children, were never cared for?
Please, Megan, I have a million things on and I can do without the half-baked psychobabble.
But surely there must have been some dominant influence in your childhood that pushed you in this direction.
Well, there wasn't, all right, so will you please stop going on at me, Mummy? What?
Nothing.
So, Helen, how was the training?
Terrible. Loads of role-playing.
I thought you liked role-playing.
I did. Until Maureen, the tutor, said that I had no improvisational skills whatsoever.
Cheeky cow. What did you say to her?
Nothing. I was completely lost for words.
Claire, can we fix a time to discuss the new complaints guide to clients?
Of course we can, Ray. 4 p.m?
4 p.m is fine.
I think the interview room is free. We'll have a brainstorming session.
All right, I'll see you then.
Well, actually, Claire, one shouldn't use the term brainstorm anymore.
What?
Apparently it has potential to cause offence to people with epilepsy.
When I want a lesson from you in the use of inappropriate language, Megan, I shall ask for one. Honestly, this is political correctness gone mat, gone crepe, gone bonk, gone... just gone. And Megan, can you make sure all your cases are up to date before you go on maternity leave? Because I don't want to be... tying up all your loose ends.
Actually, Claire, I have a favour to ask regarding my pregnancy.
Being pregnant doesn't entitle you to an easy ride, Megan. I thought I made that perfectly clear.
Well, actually, Claire, this is more of a personal favour to me. Since the father isn't going to be available, I wondered if you'd be there with me through the labour and at the birth.
Megan, I don't know what to say. I'm honoured.
I can't think of anyone I'd rather have with me. Apart from my parents, of course, but they're both dead. Still, I know Mum and Dad would be looking down at you and giving you the thumbs up.
Thanks, Megan. That's you know, really nice of you to say. Sorry, could you pass me a tissue? I think I've got something in my eye.
Seriously, I don't just think of you as a friend. I think of you as a big sister.
Okay, enough. I'll do it.
Thanks.
Obviously, it's a real shame the father can't be there.
No, it isn't. Besides, current thinking holds that fathers shouldn't attend the birth of their children after all. We discussed this at childbirth class last night.
Mm-hmm.
The man's awkwardness, confusion and anxiety can create a stressful atmosphere in which their contribution becomes at best a distraction and at worst an irritating liability. Do you think it'd be like that with Brian at the birth of a baby?
In fairness, Megan, I don't. At the conception, maybe, but at the birth...
Megan, are you still up for the street count tonight?
Oh, yes, I'll be there.
What's this?
Megan is partnering me on the homeless street count tonight.
I'm sorry, Irene, but Megan is doing no such thing.
Where? It's all been arranged.
Yeah, well, I've just unarranged it. Irene, what were you thinking? She is heavily pregnant. Megan has just asked me to be her birthing partner, and as such, I'm responsible for her well-being. I will not have her traipsing the streets after dark.
I'll partner you, Irene.
Fan-flaming-tastic.
Thanks, Ray.
Oh, so Megan, have you thought of any names yet?
Yes, if it's a boy, I was thinking of calling him Donald.
Donald? No. Donald is a horrible name. I like Josh.
What's up with Claire?
Megan has just asked her to be her birthing partner.
Really? She asked me, but I couldn't spare the time.
Me neither.
Watson, how many times? Don't put Pendred in the bin.
So, best man, what torments and delights have you got planned for the groom here? Go easy on me.
Well, by the powers invested in me as the organiser of your stag do, may I present the bill of fare for this evening's entertainment. First, a convivial pint or two in the Unicorn. Huh? Then things hot up with a curry at the Lucknow Tandoori before the evening rounds off with a trip to the ceramic shop in North Street where I've arranged for us to paint and glaze our own pots.
Great.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Sounds fun.
Yeah, I tried to get us tickets for Simon Callow's one-man show at the Playhouse, but they sold out.
Well, it would.
You sure there's nothing wrong? You seem a bit...
Yakovlevich! Put it away! We don't all want to see it!
A bit disappointed.
To be perfectly honest, and since you ask, I expected something a bit more raunchy than ceramics.
We go for a pint afterwards?
It's my stag night, Brian. A fond farewell to my bachelor days. One last hurrah before the ball and chain is attached. Don't expect you to organise a bacchanalian orgy, but something a little saucy wouldn't have gone amiss.
Like what?
Well, I have to tell you.
Yes.
You know, well, a kind of female-type company.
Women.
You remember them, then? This is a bit sad, Brian.
No. What's sad, Simon, is when a man feels he can't have a good time unless it involves the sexual exploitation of women.
Do you know who you just sounded like?
Yes, I do, and no, I didn't.
Don't get me wrong here, Brian. Claire is a lovely girl, but don't you think that life with her has left you just a teensy-weensy little bit castrated?
I have not been castrated! I just happen to respect women.
Good for you. Do we bring our own pinnies to the ceramic shop, or will they be providing them?
Cameron?
No.
Dougal?
No.
Frieda?
You are joking. They're fun, granted, but isn't it a little unfair on the child? I mean, he's the one who has to go through life with a silly name.
They're Scottish names.
Come on, Megan, you know what I mean. Look, there's a bench. Do you want to sit down?
No, I didn't need walking home and I don't need to sit down.
Go on, just sit.
I'm not a dog.
Oh, I phoned the hospital to see if they had a birthing pool.
I'm having my baby at home.
No, but your bedsit is tiny.
Home.
Do you not think this is the kind of decision that we should be making together?
Excuse me, ladies. Can I stop you for a minute and talk to you about a global catastrophe that's just waiting to happen? The rainforests are the lungs of the earth, yet they're being destroyed at a horrifying rate, which is why we, at Rainforest Alert, are hoping you will share our passionate commitment to environmental protection with a monthly donation. This will help provide all the...
Hang on a second. Your bib doesn't say Rainforest Alert. It says Target Heart Disease.
Is it Thursday already? Heart disease is the silent epidemic we ignore at our peril, which is why we at Target Heart Disease...
No, thanks
very
much.
Right, thanks.
So, what do I get for that? Right, yeah. And how much if she does it without the music? No, what I'm looking for is flirtatious, but with a sense of irony. And how much without the irony? Right, what have you got for 35 quid all in? Yeah, well, that sounds fun. Yeah, okay, deal. So the client is Mr. Simon Burrows, and he'll be at the Unicorn Public House between...
Hi, Brian, I'm home.
I'll call you back.
Who was that?
Wrong number.
So, why are you calling them back?
It was Simon. He called me by mistake, the wrong number. Not the wrong number for us, obviously, because he got
he got through to us, but the wrong number for the person he was trying to ring. Otherwise, we would have been the right number, which is why I was calling him back to remind him of our number.
You know, actually, I can't stop. I've popped in for my umbrella and flask.
You sure you're going to be okay?
Every year you worry, Brian, and every year I'm fine. The street counts, it's safe, it's very well organised. So what do you think? The old denim jacket or the new suede coat?
Denim jacket.
I'll take the suede. Don't wait up.
Cheerio.
Oh, Brian, whilst I remember, I said to Megan that she could have her baby in our flat. Bye!
Sorry, I'm late, everyone. I just had to make sure Gareth was okay before I came out.
In bed?
In custody. Oh, don't look so worried. He spends half his time down that police station these days. I do feel for those parents who don't know where their kids are.
Hi, gang.
Hi, Claire.
I just stopped round at Megan's. You know, she's adamant about only using natural pain relief. She just won't see sense. You know, sometimes I regret bullying her onto that assertiveness training course.
Hey, guess what? Irene's invited me to spend Christmas with her family.
Ray, be a darling. Pop over and register Claire and me, would you?
Yeah, of course.
I didn't invite him. I asked him, are you doing anything for Christmas? He said, thank you very much. I'd love to. He's driving me crazy.
No one to blame but yourself. You showed him pity.
How long does it take to get over a holiday romance with a Spanish waiter? He's around my house every night.
Your family must be sick of him.
My family love him. That's the problem. He gives little Lucy piggyback rides, helps Leo with his Airfix kits, and does Ruby's homework for her. They call him Uncle Ray.
I can't see Stanley putting up with him.
Ray has become Stanley's best friend. They sit there every night watching the History Channel.
I've registered us, Irene.
Thanks, pet. Listen, Stanley, if it's about your dinner, I told you... Yes, it is. Oh, it's for you, Ray.
Hello, Stanley. 1944, the ME-262. You're absolutely positive. Do you want to speak to Irene again? No. Okay. All right, bye.
Hey, everybody. Can I have your attention, please? First, I should like to thank you all on behalf of the Housing Trust for generously giving of your time. If it wasn't for volunteers like yourselves, we'd never be able to hold the annual Rough Sleepers Street Camp. First-timers, remember, you do not count a person as homeless unless they are asleep or bedded down to sleep. So, without further ado, let's carve up the town. Maps out, everyone. Zones are clearly marked. Dragon and Jerry got zone 1, Michael and Perry zone 2, Irene and Ray zone 3, mm-hmm. Claire and Helen zone 4, Colin and Deborah...
Excuse me, Jessica, hi. I think there must have been a mistake.
What's the problem?
Well, we're zone 4, right? It's primarily suburban, with the golf course, which is, like, too exposed to shelter in. Whereas Irene and Ray's Zone 3 contains the bus depot, the train station, two car parks, and a shopping arcade.
And your point is?
Well, they're going to find loads. We're not going to get any.
It's not an Easter egg, hunk.
I know, but I was just thinking, you know, maybe we could, like, swap a bit of our Zone 4 for some of their Zone 3. They're sitting on a gold mine.
The street count is not just about number crunching, Claire. You're collecting information, and all information is important. Even a negative count?
In which case, Irene, you wouldn't mind swapping zones.
Not a chance in hell.
Sorry, gentlemen. I don't know what to say.
Please, don't apologise again. It was an honest mistake.
It's Carol in the office. She's taking a driving test tomorrow, and her concentration's gone to pot. She's been cocking things up all week.
Forget it.
Thanks for your understanding, lads. I'll tell you what, since I'm here, I'll do the act anyway, for free.
Rolling. No! No, honestly, we're fine. Thanks anyway, sexy Tex.
Just call me Tex.
Cheerio.
Cheerio, Tex. It was meant to be a surprise.
Well, it was certainly that. Last thing I expected on my stag night was a male stripper dressed as a cowboy.
I ordered a policewoman.
Come on, Brian, cheer up. I really appreciate everything you've done, and I'm having a good time.
Really?
Really. And I'm very pleased with my ceramic pot. Thanks, best man.
You're welcome.
I'm really sorry to interrupt you again, gentlemen, but has anyone seen a lasso?
This is so boring. We've been out for 2 hours and we haven't seen a single rough sleeper.
This is a fix. And I know who's fixed it. Everything is a competition with Irene. She's so jealous of me and the respect that I command.
Let's go home.
No, I am not quitting until I've counted at least one homeless person. Look, over there. You know, we could count him.
He's not homeless. He's waiting for a bus.
Did I tell you that Megan has asked me to be her birthing partner?
Just a few times. Feels like only yesterday I was pregnant with Gareth.
Is Gareth okay about you marrying Simon?
Absolutely fine. I haven't told him. Well, I think kids are burdened with too much information these days.
Helen?
Okay. I'll tell him. It's just finding the right time. I mean, Simon's still in a sulk because I won't get married in Las Vegas by an Elvis impersonator.
Yeah, well, it is his third. You probably want something a little bit different.
No, it's not that. He always gets married in Las Vegas by an Elvis impersonator. Have you and Brian ever talked about getting married?
No, I don't believe the thought has even entered his head.
Who knows what goes on in men's heads?
Oh, you see, that's where I'm quite lucky. With Brian, what you see is what you get. You see, he's stable, he's dependable, he's honest, he's...
Trustworthy?
Yeah, I mean, Brian would never lie to me, absolutely. Quite apart from anything else, he knows I can smell his fear. Hang on, what's that going on over there?
It's kids. Let's cross the road.
You can't cross the road every time society throws up a problem, Helen.
No? Watch me.
Oh, they're spraying graffiti. I should have a word.
No, please, Claire, leave it. They're wearing hoodies.
You're wearing a hoodie.
I'm wearing a duffel coat.
It's got a hood. I'm going over.
Okay. If you insist.
Hey, hi. Excuse me, kids. Yeah, nothing heavy. Look, I know that graffiti is like an integral part of youth culture, you know, providing an invaluable opportunity to express frustration, anger and creativity. But you know what? It also has a negative side. Some of the elderly and vulnerable members of the community find it really intimidating. Did you know that the council have several approved sites where graffiti artists, like yourselves, can spray to your heart's content without infringing anyone else's personal space or civil rights? You should check them out.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Thanks for not dissing my words, kids.
Oh, no.
Safe.
Crikey, Claire. They've gone off meek as lambs.
You see, Helen, if you talk to them like human beings, they will respond like human beings. Come on, let's go.
Claire?
Yeah?
Somebody's painted a willy on your back.
What?
In fluorescent purple.
My new suede coat.
So what do you think? One more for the road?
No, thanks. That's me done. This is about as wild as I get. Although we could stop off for a kebab.
Nice one.
Hello, hello, hello. Mr. Simon Burrows. My name is WPC Tracy. And I have reason to believe that you have been a naughty boy who needs punishing.
Crikey, Simon. Looks like that kebab is going to have to wait.
Excellent.
Now, where did I put those handcuffs?
Oh,
it's a fair cop.
I hope you're going to come quietly.
Can't promise that.
And throw away the key, officer.
Mr. Harris?
Sorry?
Tracy Hurst? You probably don't remember, it was a few years ago now. You taught me English up to GCSE.
Okay, Ray, how many have we got?
23, and we've still got the back of the bus station to do.
Oh, you wait until Claire hears our figures. She'll be gutted.
But don't you think your rivalry with Claire is getting a little out of hand?
I don't have any rivalry with Claire. Claire has rivalry with me. I just react to it.
Hello? Hello? What are you doing still up at this time? Oh, okay, but worrying about it isn't going to make it go away. Now get a good night's sleep, and tomorrow you tell him exactly what you told me. And if he's as nice a boy as you say, he'll understand. All right, sleep tight.
Oh, who was that?
Ruby.
My ruby? What does she want?
Oh, just a shoulder to cry on, you know, boyfriend troubles.
Ruby doesn't have a boyfriend.
Did you tell your mum your problems when you were a teenager?
No, but that was different. My mother never took an interest.
Well, his name is Zach, and he's new at Ruby's school.
Get your pad out, Ray. Look, a man on a bench with a sleeping bag.
Well, here we are, Brecknock Road. That's the end of the zone. Any further, and we're into Irene's territory. Let's report back and go home.
Helen, there's a man with a sleeping bag over on that bench.
He's sitting up. We can't count him until he's asleep or bedded down.
Yeah, but surely we can ask him if he intends to sleep there, and then we can count him. Oh, please. We can't get back with nothing. Irene will be insufferable.
Okay. Let's go ask him. Hello there. Good evening. How are you?
Honestly, Helen, how can you be so trite? The man is homeless. You know, every day he's subject to all manner of prejudice and ignorance and stress and danger and discomfort. He's more susceptible to illness and physical attack. He's discriminated against, stigmatized. He's scapegoated and excluded by a society indifferent to his continual struggle to simply survive. How do you think he is?
Fine. Thanks. How are you?
Very well. I'm sorry to disturb you. I'm Helen, and this is Claire.
Hiya. What's that on your back?
We're doing a street count. And we wondered if... Are you intending on sleeping on that bench tonight?
Yeah, I am. I was just about to get my head down. What is that on your back?
It's a motif.
Wait, just a minute. What do you think you're doing?
Oh, great, Irene. Just what we needed.
I hope you don't intend counting this gentleman.
Oh, yeah? And what's it to you?
He's in our zone.
Is he, Ella's like? Brecknock Road is a boundary. It's not in any zone.
Well, look at the magic marker on my map. It's in our zone.
Not according to the magic marker on my map.
And even if you count Brecknock Road as a neutral boundary, he's on our side of the road.
Look, what does it matter as long as he's counted?
Agreed. And as long as he's counted by us.
Why do you have to be so competitive?
Oh, that's rich coming from you.
Besides, we saw him first.
Hang on. Where's he gone?
There he is. Over there.
You happy, Irene? We've lost him. He's heading into zone two. Come on, Helen. Let's go.
Claire, what's that on your back?
I'm not just saying this, Tracy. You're one of my most promising students. Why didn't you take English at A-level? You really were very good.
Basically, sir, I couldn't wait to leave school. I hated being told what to do.
Well, you can always go back into education.
I am, in the autumn.
Oh, good for you.
You know, I really used to enjoy your lessons, especially the Shakespeare.
Hello. Sorry to interrupt a school reunion, but I was in the process of being arrested.
Sorry. Perhaps we can chat afterwards, Mr. Harris.
Yeah, look forward to it. I don't want to obstruct the course of justice. Whoa, Tracy, what do you think you're doing?
A strip?
No, I didn't order a strip. Look, here's your brochure. Look, number 8, Tracy the un-PCWPC. It includes flirtation, mild spanking, handcuffing and a saucy poem. Where does it say stripping?
Calm down, Mr. Harris. I know you specifically asked for the cheapest package possible, but the striptease is free! You know, the office thought a little compensation was in order, having messed you about so much this evening.
This is very kind of you, Tracy. Yeah, but we really don't want a strip.
I do.
Simon! She's one of my students.
Not anymore. And she's never been one of mine.
I don't go all the way, Mr. Harris. Just down to me bra and panties.
There you go, Brian. That sounds reasonable to me.
No! I will not let you exploit this young woman.
Hang on a minute. Don't I ever say in this?
Quiet, please, Tracy. I'll come to you in a minute.
Excuse me? Don't you dismiss me like that. You ain't my teacher no more.
More's the pity. I might have been able to point you into a more dignified profession.
Oh, that's fantastic, that is. A man books a strippogram and then condemns her for doing the job.
Yeah.
You always were a pompous twit.
Tracy, I will not be spoken to like that.
Chill out a bit, Brian.
Don't tell me to chill out, Simon. Tracy, what are you doing?
My job. Please.
Put that tunic back on!
Get off me, you
Put
son.
It back on now!
Mind my heart!
Hello, Jessica. Irene here. Zone 3. Got a bit of a problem.
Well, my camp partner, Ray, has vanished. He needed to go to the toilet, and he went into the bushes. About 10 minutes ago. Well, I don't know what to do. Oh, hang on, Jessica. Panic over. Here he comes. Ray, where have you been?
I've been to heaven. Irene, I've met the most wonderful man.
Nil. Nada. Nothing.
Come on, Claire. We used to do the street count because we wanted to help. Isn't that more important than beating Irene?
Zip, Helen. Zilch. Zero.
Maybe not. Come on, Claire, let's cross the road. God, look at that yob being thrown out of the pub. Why do men behave like that?
It's the drinking culture. It's peer pressure. It's the licensing laws. It's Brian.
Off me! Leave me alone! Get your hands off me!
Push off!
I left my jacket in there!
Hard luck. I won't tell you again. Push off.
Brian, what's going on?
Friend of yours, is he?
Claire, I can explain.
He was harassing a stripper.
I was trying to get her to put her clothes back on!
Come along, Helen, let's go.
Claire, please, you've got to believe me.
What's that on her back?
Well, there you go, Helen. Broken our duck. Chalk him up.
But Brian's not homeless.
Oh, he is tonight. Honestly, Brian, I am beginning to regret ever letting you back into this flat.
Yeah, the thing is, Claire, you're failing to support your point with a coherent or logical argument. Yeah? In the absence of any moral, feminist, social or public health imperative, the issue becomes one of aesthetics. And aesthetics is surely a matter of subjective opinion and individual choice.
Just put the flaming toilet seat down, okay?
You have been listening to Claire in the Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden, starring Sally Phillips, Nina Conti, Gemma Craven, Alex Lowe, Richard Lumsden, Ellen Thomas and Andrew Wincott, with Nick Sace and Alex Tregear. The producer was Katie Tyrrell.